If you cut the hay off a piece of land, and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again, what do you call that?
Well, you cut the hay.
And then enough grows back so you can cut it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be the second to cutting.
Okay.
That would be the second cutting.
And a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway, you'd call that a...
Call that, well, it's just grass. Now, it would be grass. Sometimes it'd be a good lespediza. Would be what you call a good feed. Then sometime it would be browsing grass. Then sometime it could be just a mooter grass. That makes a good hay. Well, we call it just a grass, huh? We'd have to call it grass.
And wheat is tied up into a...
What, wheat?
Is tied up into a...
A bundle.
Then the bundles are piled up into a...
Round bundle.
Then what do you... The bundles then are piled up into a...
Into piled up in the field, huh?
And you call that a...
Shock.
And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we have to do it. Or you could say...
Well, we had to say we both got to go out and work or do this today.
Would you say me and you or
me and you,
you and with, I,
or you and I? It would be you and I or me and you. We both. We could say both. That's right. I go. You and I got to go out and do this and this thing. Both of us today.
And if you were talking about a man and yourself, you'd say, well,
me and you, or both of us.
Or talking about you and, would you say he and I, or me and him? Or?
That's right, me and him, me and him. It would be a him, it wouldn't be a her. It would be a him.
And if you knock at the door and they ask who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say it's...
It is, I called my name, Roosevelt.
Or they say, is that you, Roosevelt? And you'd say, yeah,
I say,
that's...
Yes, yes.
That's...
Roosevelt.
What'd you say? It's I or it's me?
I am Roosevelt, or you like call whoever was in there, you know, Miss or him or Mr. Or whichever one, you know.
Well, but, you know, if you just go up to the door and they recognize you, so you don't have to call your name.
That's right.
You might just say, it's...
It is, this is me.
Okay.
That's right.
And if it was a man, you'd say that's
to him. I tell him, I said, this me. I said, you know me, Roosevelt.
And say, so if I ask you, was that Jim on the phone? You'd say, yeah, that was
Jim. Right. I said, that's right, it's Jim.
Or instead of calling his name, you might just say that's.
Well, just say, well, if you didn't want to call his name, you say yes or.
Would you say that's him or that's he?
Yeah, I'd say, well, him. Would say him, you know.
And if it's a woman, you'd say that was
her.
And if it's two people.
That's her.
And if it's two people.
That's right. If it's two, then I say Ms. and Mr. or, you know, or him and her.
What about them or they?
Them. I say that's them.
That's
right.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall.
As well, you say he not as tall as him, or God is tall as her, or
talking about yourself, he's not as tall.
That's right. Well, I'd be about 6 foot and about 6 foot two.
Well, what you'd say, six. You might say about me that I wasn't
as tall
as
is him, is me, wasn't as tall as me, right.
And if he can do that, talking about how well you can do something, you say he can do that better
than anyone else.
Or talking about yourself, he can do that better than
someone else.
Okay. Or